Oh, you know, you know what's on our line there? You know what this is, folks?
Thanks. What do I owe you?
Time for the State of the Vibe Report.
See, we got that in.
Roscoe. You should be there.
Yo, yo, yo.
There you go.
Yo, yo, yo.
Roscoe, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I don't believe so.
Yes, I don't think so. Yeah.
The magic of radio.
Feedback. Oh, Jack Boy is helping it out there. You got to turn it down a little bit, you know. We're starting to sound. Okay.
The triple whammy threat.
Yo.
Anyway, we got a vibe today?
Yeah, there's many vibes. Many, many vibes.
It's a pretty ugly vibe out there on the streets.
Well, you don't even know. You know, it's like
the summer of hate.
They're lining up over there already. There's already 1,000 people in the park. There's like 7 or 8 news vans, you know. And there's a lot of really bad music going down. So with the combination of all these things, you know, there should be some kind of weirdness happening at any point.
I'll bet.
Actually, some rain would probably be a good thing, a good peaceful thing. Yeah, it's been kind of a wild week. I got back in time for the riots, then the gig, and then they shot the guy on my street, and they shot two guys.
The tour.
Oh, the tour. Then, you know, then last night we were trying to continue to have some fun, and we made another mistake and went to a party on the west side.
Mm.
Where we almost didn't go in, but then I remembered the old axiom as we were walking up the street and hearing bad music. I just remembered, oh yeah, bad music, good-looking girls. For some reason, it works that way. I don't know why.
Well, there were some really good-looking girls at the Boy Brothers Air Force gig. I guess that was bad music, though, too.
Yeah. That comes down to, like,
good
what
music,
is bad music, you know?
Well, Cordell's going to show us good music.
Beautiful.
Den tuned her guitar to his own key.
Oh yeah?
Open X.
Watch out.
Yeah, it's a killer.
If you can play the L chord.
Yeah. So, Roscoe, I just want to say I'm really impressed at the way you handled yourself during the riot. While we were all running away from cops and watching our friends get bloody, you did manage to find a honey and cuddle up and get your normal business done in the midst of 2,000 people going totally berserk. I salute you.
Well, thanks, Hound. It's just, you know, I think peace is important, you know, peace, and...
No matter how you spell it.
Peace. Any way you spell it. Let's see. I have a couple other things here on the agenda. Oh, I just, you know, I think the riot thing, for any, like, silly people that were watching, the violent part was kind of out of hand, but, you know, a lot of people in this town, they just talk so much, and they just forget that, you know, at a certain point, you can talk no longer, and then it has to come to some actual action. And so I just want everyone to think about that. Basically, I just want to put out sort of a twerp alert. I've only been back for a week. I've already run into more twerps than a guy who's got an August birthday should have to, you know. So, just, you know, everybody knows me, and they should, like, stay clear.
Is that actually true?
The Yankees? The Yankees are actually winning.
They were winning.
Oh, they're losing.
Mm.
10-2. Oh, you know, it's that, like, sort of that...
The Yankees are literally dragging the beer-selling guys out of the stands and putting uniforms on them to pitch.
That one black guy that's been wearing the mirrored shades, beer guy, for the last few years, he could probably do pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know that guy? He's still
exactly
there.
I know exactly that guy is.
He's great, but now me and Bruce went up there and we checked out the whole new Yankee Stadium food court.
Which oh, yeah. You can get raw oysters there.
Yeah, you can get oysters and, well, it's sort of like a mall food setup, you know, for all the, like, mall people that are hanging there. You know, it's like... Let's go to the mall. No, let's go to the Yankees, and then we can head down to the food court.
Yeah.
Let's see. I got one other little point here. Oh, yeah, just reasons to be happy. Last night, when I was at this stupid party, and talking to a very animated Bob Quine, who was smiling and stuff like this.
He was smiling because everybody else was miserable.
Yeah, that's it. Stuff off of there, you know.
Boy, there, you know, you just cracked me up the other night. Roscoe was, this is a whole different girl than the girl at the riot. Does somebody want to get the door? There's somebody out there. They're probably holding food for somebody here.
What'd you order?
I don't know. I didn't order anything. Dennis ordered something. Yeah, I was sitting downstairs at the Pyramid, and Roscoe was talking to a girl. He's, you know, this is like the gig. They just played the gig. Got off stage. Some girl come up. Blah, blah, you know, I like to play guitar. And also, yeah, babe. And he's telling her all this stuff. And he says, baby, I don't go anywhere. There's no air conditioner. And she was so impressed with that she followed him home to the green room.
It's dark in there and it's cold.
Yes.
It's dark and it's cold. And, let's see. Bad music, more bad music. You got some bad music?
We got a whole riot set queued up here. In fact, the last song on here I consider bad music, and it's You from 1977, Roscoe.
All right.
So we're going to go into our little riot tribute. If you're out there in the park, you know, good luck.
Yeah, it's really, I would suggest most people that they should probably calm themselves down with maybe that new Brian Wilson record or something, because...
Stick your head in a bucket of water if you have to.
And remember that you take blood stains out with cold water.
Right.
All right?
Yeah, thanks, Roscoe.
See you, hon.
State of the Vibe Report, folks.